Good evening, everyone. We are continuing our learning of Shmona Esrei. We are up to the bracha of Slach Lanu. The source of this bracha is found in a Gemara in Megillah, Yitzhan Rabbeis. As we have mentioned in the previous shiurim, the Gemara brings different psukim explaining each of the brachos. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Hei, Pasuk Zayin, where it says, "Yashav al Hashem v'yachameyu, v'el elokinu kirabel l'sloach." After discussing that Hashem will grant tshuva to the Bnei Yisrael, it then says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately offer them slicha. And the Torah explains in Siman Kuf Tes Vav and Or Chaim that because when one does tshuva, that enables proper forgiveness of one's sins. And that's the juxtaposition between this bracha and the previous bracha of tshuva. The Kuzri adds on this point, and he says the reason why I have to mention this bracha in particular every single day is because Yev Shar La'adam Bilti Chait, a person will never be free of sin, of fasha, or even more heinous sins. And because of that, his chayv l'spal aslicha sachit b'machshav v'maiser. Therefore, he has to daven for that forgiveness, both in the sins of thought and the sins that he's actively have done before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the bracha of Chanan Hamar B'Lisloach. So in many ways, we are transitioning from talking about how to fix our ways and asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reorient our way of thinking and our ability to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that translates into a forgiveness, a tangible mending of the relationship. And that's this bracha of Slach Lanu. Moving into the details of this bracha, there are three parts to this bracha. The first part is a general request for forgiveness. We say Slach Lanu, Mechal Lanu. After asking for forgiveness, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Hashem is the Melech HaVosoleach. And then we move to the third section where we bless Hashem as recognizing Him as the one who is abundant in this ability to forgive. Shifting into the details of this bracha, again, the first section is a request for forgiveness before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we've mentioned a minute ago in the introduction, the reason why we're talking now about forgiveness is because only after requested from HaKadosh Baruch Hu repentance, the ability to change our perception and relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only now can we actually affect or ask for a change in the effect that sin has in our lives and our relationship with Hashem. So we begin saying, Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu. Hashem, forgive us, our Father, for we have sinned. Mechal lanu, Hashem should give us pardon. Malkinu, as He's our King, Kivashanu, for we have done sin through Shia. Now, ostensibly, it seems like these two clauses are really the same thing. But if you dig a little bit deeper, there seems to be a difference in the first clause, where we emphasize Slicha, versus the second clause talks about Mechila. The first clause talks about Hashem as our Father, the second, Hashem as our King. And also, in the first clause, we only emphasize Hashem forgiving us for the chataim, which are minor sins, versus peshaim in the second clause, which are seemingly more heinous types of averos. And the Vujraham explains that these two clauses reflect two different perceptions in our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the sins that we've done. On one hand, Hashem is like our Father, and a father is a being who is naturally is merciful for his son. And therefore, even if the son does an aver, which is intentional, and actually very, very terrible, ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu views that, as he expresses himself as a father, he views that intentional, horrible sin as only a chet, a lighter, inadvertent transgression, because the relationship is so deep, those types of sins don't affect that relationship, and they aren't taken as seriously. And because the stain of that sin is not as intense, we can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for slicha. Slicha is the total removal of sin. Has no taint, no effect on our relationship. Hashem totally overlooks what we've done. So in this respect, we ask Hashem, in this first clause, for a personal forgiveness, as He's our Father, who overlooks everything, all the sins that we've done. We're changing our ways, we want to make amends, and Hashem, we ask Hashem for that forgiveness to be realized. In the second clause, where the Avud Raham explains, the relationship we express with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that of a melech. And with a melech, even the most unintentional sins before a king can be viewed as intentional bishayim, which are very heinous and almost meridos, like rebellions against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in these situations, because the sin is so intense and perceived as very criminal and horrible, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu at least to give us mechila. Mechila is a pardon to be able to remove the bad effects of the sin while ultimately recognizing that there's still some remnant of that tainted relationship still there. But at least we ask Hashem for that initial negative effect to be removed. So that's what we emphasize. Mechalanu, Hashem, pardon us, even though we sinned, and we recognize that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses the sin that we've done as if we're sinning before a king, and kifashanu, and it's viewed as a very heinous sin, we still ask Hashem to pardon us in that relationship. After asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness, we then express praise and almost a justification for the reason why Hashem should forgive us, and that is in the phrase of ki mochel v'solech ata, because you Hashem are the mochel, you pardon, and you are solech, you completely remove sin. And seemingly the argument is, we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you embody and express these types of forgiveness, we ask that you manifest and actualize those midos in our lives because we've sinned. The Eitz Yosef, one of the commentaries on the Siddur, notes that while we begin talking in the bracha about Slicha and then Mechila in that order, when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we talk about Hashem first being the Mochel and then the Soleach. And he explains the reason why we invert the order when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because we're modeling after Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he recited the Yugim Amidos, expressed Hashem's forgiveness as Nosei Avon Vofesha Vechata. Hashem forgives the most heinous crimes, which are Avonos, then even lesser crimes, which are Poshem, which are intentional Averos, and Chata, which are inadvertent Averos. When we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midos, we first go from the highest, even the most heinous Averos, which Hashem overcomes, and obviously, moving down, Hashem also forgives even the more lighter sins, even the Shkagos, even the Chataos. That's why we reflect when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Hashem being Mochel, He pardons us even for the more heinous sins. And of course He's Soleach. Of course He forgives and completely removes the lesser Shkagos, which are not as intense. But when we're asking for Vidoy, when we personally are confronting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to work our way up. We first have to say, Hashem, at least forgive us for the inadvertent Averos. Slach Lanu. And if we have a kapara for that, let's move our way up and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu even to forgive us for the more serious Averos, Mechal Lanu, Malkinu Kifashanu, asking Hashem to forgive us for even the Posheas, the intentional Averos that we've done before Him. After asking for forgiveness and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu as He is forgiving, we bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu in recognition of this fact. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you, Hashem, Chanun Hamar B'Vaslach, who graciously and abundantly forgives. The Avuh Jaham explains the source that we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Chanun is because we say in Tehillim, in Kuf Mem Hei, Chanun V'Racham Hashem, Hashem is great, gracious, and merciful. So we recognize this in the context of Hashem's ability to forgive. We say that Hashem is Marbe L'Sloach. The Rebbe Nekar explains that this is based off the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Hei, Pasuk Zayin, where we say, or the Dovi says, Ve'el Elokeinu Kirbe L'Sloach. Hashem is Marbe, is abundant in the ability to completely forgive. And the Mefarshim discuss what is the emphasis that we're saying Hashem is abundant in the ability to forgive. The Radak on that Pasuk explains that even though a person does many Averos throughout his life, he's Marbe L'Hara, Hashem reciprocates nevertheless by being Marbe L'Sloach. Hashem forgives many times even though we sin in multiple occasions. So Marbe L'Sloach for the Radak is that Hashem is constantly many times forgiving us for our sins. Malbim, however, understands that the Marbe, not just in number, but in quality. The extent of the Slicha is so great, even if, says the Malbim, one's tshuva is not necessarily done out of the proper intention, rather he's doing it for his own ulterior motives because of fear of death, fear of loss of assets. And nevertheless, the extent of Hashem's Slicha is so great, He cares about us so much, even that Hashem would want to forgive us because He has so much faith in our ability
to change, and he recognizes that the slicha manifests and enables us to develop that relationship further. It's interesting to note that even though we talk about mechila and slicha, the concluding bracha that we're making in this section is the emphasis of hamar b'lislach. We don't mention mechila. Potentially, the idea may be that we're emphasizing Hakadosh Baruch Hu to give us a full pardon, a slicha, not simply mechila. We want to really have a completely clean slate for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So just to put everything into context, we begin with a request for forgiveness, both in slicha, a complete removal of the effects of sin in our lives, as well as mechila, even a mere pardon. Again, those might be reflective of the fact that Hashem is our Av. He views even the most heinous sins as a mere inadvertent averos. Alternatively, we have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu as a malach, and even the most inadvertent averos can be viewed as pshayim, even more serious types of averos, and nevertheless, we ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us on both fronts. We then, after asking this for forgiveness, we recognize and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one who is Mocha B'Soleach, who forgives and pardons even the most serious averos and all the more so the lighter averos. After this recognition, we bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, recognizing that He is the Chanan HaMar B'Soleach. He both in quantity and in quality is expressive of a slicha and wants B'nai Yisrael to have this clean slate. Putting this bracha into context, obviously, after we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we then initiate the bracha of Das, where we recognize that Hashem gives us Das, and we want to use that Das to do tshuva. And that tshuva then elicits our ability to gain slicha before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're mending our ways. That mends the relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives all the negative effects that our sins have done, because now we're able to overlook those previous experiences and develop Hashem's relationship with Hashem further. And that's really the baseline for all the other tzrachim, all the other needs we have. When we ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we first have to mend our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once we develop that and maintain that, then we can initiate all the other things we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the other things that we ask of Him, all of that background that we have developed and developed a relationship with Him, and we're able to use all the tzrachim for His avodah, for His service.